In the early 1980s, I visited Chetumal, a coastal city on the Mexico-Belize border. A magazine had asked me to cover the intellectual ferment caused by the decipherment of Maya hieroglyphics. In researching the article, the photographer Peter Menzel and I became intrigued by the then little-known site of Calakmul, whose existence had been first reported 5 decades before. Although it was the biggest of all Maya ruins, it had never felt an archaeologist's trowel. Its temples and villas, enveloped in thick tropical forest, were as close to a lost city as we would ever be likely to see. In the mid-1990s, the Mexican government paved a road to the site, which is now the center of the 1.7 million-acre Calakmul Biosphere Reserve. Archaeologists have cleared most of the central city, and they have managed to learn a great deal about Calakmul, the landscape it occupied, and the collapse that led to the forest's return. To begin with, they deciphered Calakmul's proper name, Khan, the Kingdom of the Snake. Impressively, they learned it from the best possible source, the ancient Maya themselves. Maya scribes wrote in codices made of folded fig bark paper or deerskin. Not one of these books has survived time and the Spaniards. 4 post-conquest books exist. What remains are texts on monuments, murals, and pottery, about 15,000 samples of writing, according to one estimate. Piecing together events from these sources is like trying to understand the U.S. Civil War from the plaques on park statues. Possible, but tricky. Combining literal interpretation with an understanding of context, epigraphers, decipherers of ancient writing, have spent the last 30 years hauling submerged chunks of Maya history to the surface. David Stewart, a Mayanist at Harvard, decocted the encounter between Choctaw Ishak and the Teotihuacan expedition in 2000. And Simon Martin and Nikolai Grube, respectively of University College London and the University of Bonn, first put the history of the great Mutal Khan War together in 1996. Most of the stelae at Khan were made from soft stone that has eroded too much to be readable. Martin and Grube thus had to rely on inscriptions at other sites that mention Khan and its rulers. These are surprisingly numerous. Too numerous, in a way. Archaeologists have turned up at least 11 versions of Khan's early dynastic history painted on big vases. Exasperatingly, none of the 11 tells exactly the same story. The chronological list of rulers differs on different lists. Some lists do not include known kings, and some include kings who probably were mythological, as if a tally of English rulers matter-of-factly went back to King Arthur and his father, Uther Pendragon. The dates are inconsistent, too. Khan's origins may reach back as far as 400 BC, but the city-state does not unambiguously enter the historical record until about 500 AD, when it had a king named Yuknumchein. The city was already dominating its neighbors. In 546, Yuknumchein's apparent successor supervised the coronation of a 5-year-old monarch in nearby Naranjo. This supervision, recorded on a stela erected 70 years afterward, is the first known example in Yucatan of a Mesoamerican specialty, the chaperoned coronation. For much of the last century, most Mayanists believed that at its height, 200 to 900 AD, roughly speaking, the Maya realm was divided into a hugger-mugger of more or less equivalent city-states. Critics pointed out that this theory failed to account for an inconvenient fact. Khan, Mutal, and a few other cities were much bigger and more imposing than their neighbors, and therefore one assumes more powerful. According to the skeptics, Maya society was divided into a small number of blocks, each controlled by a dominant city, each striving to achieve some semblance of empire. Compelling evidence for this view did not emerge until the mid-1980s, when several epigraphers figured out that the Maya glyph Ahau, which means sovereign or lord, had a possessive form, E-Ahau, his lord, meaning a lord who belongs to another lord, that is, a vassal king. Another glyph, U-Kahi, turned out to mean by the action of.